All right, here we go. Somebody's unmuted. Banjo's unmuted.
Sorry, John.
That's okay.
Can I ask you, John, for each of the sessions each week, is it the same login or you send out a new one?
I think it might be the same. I'm not sure. So I just like to send it out the day of, although... Yeah. Today, I think a bunch of people didn't get it. I don't know why. I swear. Jan is my witness. I sat here at 7:30 this morning sending out emails.
So do I keep sending you an email to be included or?
No, once you're on the list, you're on the list. So
okay, cool.
Everybody here is on my list, so I'll just automatically send it, whether you can come or not. I mean, if I don't know what to say. I mean, hopefully 20 of you decide that you can't come next week. That would be devastating. But yeah, I guess probably maybe the smart thing to do would be to let me know just in case, because we were legitimately supposed to have a lot more people. And I don't know, maybe I just messed up somehow getting it to some people. So, and I have to apologize profusely if anybody got it late. So
I just want to thank you, John, for all that extra work you're doing. I don't know how you're doing it, doing those personal notes to people. So I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Heather. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is very personal to me. You know, you guys are making an effort to be here, and you know, you love the music, and I love the music. So that's why we're here. You know, there's plenty of other things we could all be doing, but I don't think during this pandemic there's anything better that we could be doing tonight than doing this with each other, you know. And so it is personal to me, and I try very hard to make stuff that's generic. You know, I put everybody's individual name on it and everything. So that's why I kind of hate mass mailing stuff, you know, because it's less personal. And you know, hopefully, well, thank you. You realize I make the effort. I definitely make the effort, you know. I'm doing things that are outside of my comfort zone when it comes to, and Jan will tell you this, because I hate paperwork. I hate it with a passion, and I haven't really had to do a lot of it. Jan does all my tours and bookings and contracts and all that kind of stuff, so I don't have to do it. But I'm happy to do this because Jan is busy working, and thank God one of us is working. So let's do the before we do any more reels, let's do somebody who, I don't know who it was, the Caro. I don't know who asked if we were doing that, but we have not done it yet. And the Apples in Winter, the Moon Coin, and the Caro Jig, which are really great, great tunes. Brian Conway does this. Well, he does the Apples in Winter and the Moon Coin all the time.
Isn't it a Coleman set originally?
I think it's a Coleman set, but I recorded this set, but I added the Caro Jig at the end of it, and I really like the change from the A, I think it's A, I don't think it's A minor, right? It's an A. So